It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm with you as always. Man, I actually nailed that note. I hope you're all doing well out there, staying warm if you're located here in Iowa. It seems like it's starting to warm up. Today, this weekend, I think will be pretty nice. It was holy balls. Yesterday was like nice during the day, and then I went to an open mic or a show or whatever. Nice open mic? Afterwards, or in the evening. And I was like, how did it get this cold again? I thought we were done with the extreme cold for a bit. But sure enough, we were not. And I would like to apologize for the delay in this episode. It's been a hell of a week. Nothing bad happened on. Just been busy and haven't found the time. It's one of those weeks where it's like, oh, I got this and then this to do. And there hasn't been solid time to sit down. And when I have had some time resemblance of that, I just had other tasks that I needed to get done. So I apologize for being a little delayed. A couple days delay, but we'll get through stuff easily. If you didn't know, my birthday, it doesn't matter. This is not a humble brag to be like, hey, my birthday was the other day. I turned 31 on Monday, and to give myself a nice birthday present for those who don't know, and probably most of you don't know, I gave myself braces. Yeah, the cool man's grills, right? No, not at all. Yes, I reverted back to my junior high days and got braces. Something I was not really looking forward to, but I believe in my case was a necessity. If you're like, Sean, why did he get braces? I saw your teeth. They looked pretty good. You're right. I wore my retainers, unlike probably most people, literally up until I got braces again. This is the reason being. So, I had braces back, like I said, in junior high. And then guess what? That was before puberty. Then I hit puberty and my jaw grew. And I don't know. I also got wisdom teeth in there. I don't know if they did anything too. But basically my teeth and my jaw grew out because when you have your braces, you're supposed to have technically a small overbite. I ended up just having no bite in terms of no underbite or overbite. My front teeth were literally on top of each other. And I knew about this probably about 10 years ago. I had an idea something was different than it used to be. Because I remember when I was in New York, interning out in New York, seeing my teeth, I was like, God, something feels off. But I never really thought about that much because I was like, I can't really be that bad of an issue. But then early in 2022... I looked at my teeth one morning, and I was like, my front tooth chipped off a little bit. Like, not a significant amount, not anything anyone else would really probably notice. And then I went to the doctor and told him about, or the doctor, the dentist, my normal dentist, and I told him about this, and they're like, yeah, your teeth, they're on top of each other, you know, we can grind it down, you know, make it more even. But I was like, or they're like, you can, you know, you can get braces or you can get a mouth guard, you know, to sleep at night. So, because more than likely you're probably grinding them at night and that's kind of what's maybe causing this issue. And like a lot of things in life, I was like, why would I just get something that helps the symptom and not just corrects the issue? And so I went around to a couple different orthodontists to get opinion. I really was going to go to one, but that guy, he was just straight up, hey, I'm going to pull one of your bottom teeth, and then we'll just put Invisalign on. And I was like, that just doesn't sound right that you would just, like, pull one of my teeth. One of my two front little teeth. Like, I got my teeth pulled when I originally got braces, but it was two on top and two on bottom. But this guy was like, no, I'm going to take out the middle one. And I was like, just in the back of my head, I was just like, this seems weird. And then looking back, I'm just like, was this guy just didn't want to do anything, so he just gave me some fucking whack idea just to get me out of his office? I don't know. It was truly bizarre. Besides that, then I found another orthodontist who I liked more and kind of was like, yeah, you pretty much have to do braces. And the way they explained it, and they said someone else they've worked with had the similar issue that I did. And so it was like, okay, I can get more on board with this. Not really on board with getting braces, but you know, to correct this issue, that's what I gotta do. But yeah, so my teeth are literally on top of each other. If you get real close to my mouth, you probably can notice. You'd have to look real tight, but like you can see where the teeth have grinded on each other for years, and there's little things. And so basically, I had to get braces for at least 18 months, sorry, to correct this issue. Because essentially, like, my teeth are fairly straight, but they have to put, like, I have to probably wear rubber bands, and they have to put a spring in my teeth eventually to, like, pull and move things around, you know, get my jaws realigned with each other. So I've been dealing with having braces for the most part. I mean, maybe you can tell me, because it's an audio form, if my voice sounds that much different. I know there's some parts where I can talk and I notice I'm like lisping a little more than I used to or something like that. But I think for the most part, when I focus on my enunciation, I pretty much am mostly fine with it. But overall, the first couple days, the worst part, honestly, were the spacers. And that's what I remember from when I was a kid, was like having the spacers before the braces was like the worst part of it. And I pretty much agree with that issue, that they still are the worst. The braces are pretty much now, after like a day or two, they're fine. They basically told me, though, if you get braces, especially for an adult male, it's like a lot worse, just because like your teeth are more in and you're an adult male. So it's just, I think, smaller spaces, less to deal, like more smaller spaces you got to deal with. So, but for the most part, now, like, everything's better. I've had to put wax on one part because, like, one part of my braces was just digging in my cheek. That was miserable. But really, honestly, now, at this point, it's just like, yeah, there's just weird shit in my mouth. But, you know, it is what it is. The funniest thing about all of it is that, like, for my teeth, I forgot where I was going with that thought. It's mostly for the most part, it's fine. I still just catch myself like touching around and being like, yeah, this is weird. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. I don't remember. I told my wife this. I was like, Cam, I like don't remember as much as a kid, just food always being stuck in my teeth. And then she's like, Sean, do you think when you're in junior high, you really cared that much about whether you had braces in your teeth or you had food in your teeth? And I was like, yeah, that's probably a good point. I definitely did not. But now it's like, God, every time I fucking eat, there's just something lodged in my teeth. And it's like, this is real annoying, to say the least. But yeah, so I got braces. Fun stuff. More fun things on my birthday. Kim and I did a couple things. This is more for Kim, but it was on my birthday, so in a way it's for me. We went to a wine and chocolate tasting at Jasper Winery. It was only $18 a person, which is actually not a bad deal for like an hour of entertainment, I guess. Basically, they just give you four different wines and four different chocolates to have together. And while we went on a Monday afternoon, there was no other people there besides me, us, and the worker. We did fortunately get a sit by the fire they had, which was nice and kept it nice and warm. You just sit there and you just kind of have to. You drink the wine, you eat a piece of the chocolate, yeah, you drink a little more of the wine, it brings out the flavors. I think the most interesting one, it was the wine that was paired, it was a white wine paired with white chocolate. And you have the wine, then you have the chocolate, and you're like, okay. But then when you had the wine again, it tasted like those vanilla Tootsie Rolls. Like, it hit, that taste, it's weird. Like, I make fun of the bougies, like, oh, I can taste this. Oh, it tastes so good. But seriously, I'm not kidding. It was like, what the hell? It's a party in my mouth. I don't know. You know, like something's just going on in there. And it's just like that part to me is so interesting, to say the least, is that that actually would happen. There's a white wine and then like, I don't know what. Other, it was like orange colored, honestly. So it is a white wine probably in some sense. And there's a dark red and then a more sweeter red, I feel like, which you normally would get it for most red wines in Iowa. The darker red was very fucking dry. So if you like that, you probably would enjoy that. I like red wine, but when it's very dry, it's a little harder to, it's harder to get down. It's probably easy. The best part is then you don't drink it as fast. Like the other wines, they're a little more sweet. I fucking chug those so easily because I like sweetness. I have a very sweet tooth. So, but the orange one was probably my favorite wine, but the pairing was the white wine and the white chocolate. were the best. And then the sweeter red wine was fairly good. All the chocolates, top tier. And I enjoyed it. The thing is that's so hard is because I am a person, when I eat, I just like to eat it all. So it's very hard for me to eat like a candy and then be like, oh, I gotta chew off just a little bit. I gotta chew off a little bit. Or like drinking, I gotta drink just a tiny bit. I gotta drink just a little bit. The food, I gotta have just a little bit. I just want to have it all. But overall, I think it was good, and Kim was pretty happy and had a good time with it too. So like, is that part was nice, was just having all that different food and wine and or chocolate and wine, and that was good. Then after that, for my birthday, this is something I thought I was gonna do, and my parents were gonna come down, but there's a little snowstorm, so they decided against it, so that was fine. But I went on Monday, I went bowling. We went bowling after this wine and chocolate tasting. Talk about going from high class to low class, which I don't think bowling's low class, honestly. But Kim said going in the bowling alley, she's like, I always feel embarrassed just going bowling. Like, yeah, you don't know how to be with the people, baby. Because obviously, most of the time I feel like at bowling alleys, it's not, you know, the highest falutants of society. It's the real people, you know, it's the Walmart people. Like, that's the thing. Like, Walmart gets his rap. There are certainly crazy Walmart people and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, most of the people there, it's the people that make America work. It's the working class people, you know? And that's why I like being there. That's why I like bowling alleys. You know, you get to see people I don't normally see because maybe I'm a little slightly haircut. Man, I sound like a fucking douche right now. So I'm going to stop with that. But all I'm going to end with is I enjoy going to bowling alleys. And I enjoy going to Walmart for the most part. Walmart can suck at times. But I like seeing the different people that are at Walmart and at bowling alleys. I went bowling, and I usually go bowling maybe once, twice a year. I think in this last calendar year, I may have went twice. Well, year to date, I should say. I've been there twice. That's usually good enough for me because I'm not that good of a bowler, but I enjoy it because it's usually a fun little activity to at least do every once in a while, and it's usually fairly cheap to bowl. And so that part, like, you're not spending a ton of money to go to a bowling alley. And so we went to the one. Used to be Merle Hay Lanes. It's Game Day Lanes here in Merle Hay Mall. And we went bowling. And so I was excited to do that. And so my goal with bowling is always to get over 100. That is always my goal. That is what I try for. And if I get over 100, I'm happy. So we signed up to do two bowling games. Because we've done, I feel like in the past we usually do three. But the problem is, by the time you get to the third one, I'm just, like, done. I'm just ready. Like, by the end of the third, you're just like, okay, we bowled too long. Like, this is just too much. Like, if I could play, like, 2.25, maybe that would be better. I don't know. It just, three goes on for me just a little too long. So we were just like, let's do two, and guess what? It worked perfectly. Two was the right amount of games to play. So we play the first game, and I think I got in the 70s or something. I don't know. It wasn't great. I started off, I think, guttering both my first frame, guttering both rolls on my first frame. Though, something, I don't know, I had a glitch. It gave me one. I did not hit a pin over at all. But so I started with a one, and then the game just did not go well from there. And my issue with bowling is I really have to focus on making sure I keep my hand to bowl straight. I don't do anything where I put a spin on the ball or anything like that. I've never really learned. I don't bowl enough to care enough to do that. But I really have to focus when I bowl to keep my wrist straight. And I also have to focus to, like, not let my mind wander or whatever, because I think when that happens, I don't bowl as well. So the first game, I just couldn't get it going. I guttered, I think, a few more times than I should have. But then I started, I think by the end of the game, I started figuring out kind of a rhythm. And that's the thing I always forget with bowling. You kind of want to, like, every sport, like shooting a free throw or like thing, you kind of want to get yourself in a rhythm, and that kind of makes it a little easier. And so what I started doing, and maybe professional bowlers or more or less amateur bowlers than me will say, be like, duh, Sean, you should have done this the whole time. You know, I would grab the ball from obviously the ball rack, or whatever they call the thing it shoots out of, and then I'd sit there, I'd compose myself, take a deep breath, look where I need to bowl. And then I'd start my thing, and then bowl. And it seemed once I started doing that, really, like, focusing myself in the one moment, I started to bowl a little better. And sure enough, I get into the second game, and I start bowling. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, I think I might get to 100 here. In walked during that time to next to us was this, I would say, probably in their late 40s, maybe early 50s, this couple. And they walk in with their bowling bags. I'm like, oh, fuck, these are pros. Guess what? The guy was just knocking out strikes and sparing, like, the whole fucking time. So he was very good. His wife probably was a little better than me, but whatever. So I'm, like, starting to bowl well, and I ended up getting four strikes at some point throughout the second game, and I was very happy with it because that never happens. I feel like I get one strike, maybe two, and then even when I get the strike, I just gutter the next one because then I waste that chance or gutter the next two or get very low on the next two rolls. But I ended up getting a 140, which is definitely, I'm pretty sure, I don't keep track, but in my memory, probably a record for me, because I don't think I've ever bowled a 140 before. Usually I feel like it's just like I get just over 100, maybe like 120 if I'm lucky, but like that's where I normally hit. A 140, man, is like my 300. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever bowl that much, that high again, but I was very happy with that, how that turned out. So that part is nice. So I don't know. I was very happy. I bowled a 140. I'm kind of just bragging about it at this point, but I know there's a lot of other people who bowl much better, including that guy next to me. He was doing much better. But that's all I have for this week. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. I don't know what else I need to talk about, but if you want anything else, let me know. I'm sure we'll be happy to talk about it. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.